أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
وذنون إذ ذهب مغاضبا فظن أن لن نقدر عليه فنادى في الظلمات أن لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. فاستجبنا له ونجيناه من الغم وكذلك ننجي المؤمنين. صدق الله العظيم. In the ayahs we discussed yesterday, we discussed two Nabis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mentioning the names Hazrat Ismail and Hazrat Idris alayhi salatu wassalam, and then the pious personality that was known as Dhul Kifal. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a person whom Allah Rabbul Izzat refers to as Dhunnun. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about him as Dhunnun. And we will find in other places of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about him as Sahibul Hut. Certain places Allah has taken his name, and this was the great Nabi of Allah, Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam. Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam was that Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent to his community and his people. Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam had invited them towards the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They were essentially idol worshippers involved in kufr and shirk. And Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam invited them to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They did not accept Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam, and the enmity, the arrogance had increased from day to day. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed to Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam that Allah's adab is going to come upon the people, Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam reminded them, warned them about the adab of Allah, but yet this community at that point in time did not take heed to the message of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam. When Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam saw the signs of the adab of Allah Rabbul Izzat coming down, and having knowledge of the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu wassalam before him, that when the signs of the adab of Allah comes, Allah Rabbul Izzat commands the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu wassalam to leave the communities. We've seen that in the time of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, the preparation of the ark, in the time of Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wassalam, that before the adab Allah commanded him to leave with the believers. And hence Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam based his analogy on this, and Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam has left his community. The community, on the other hand, very different from other communities, when they saw the signs of the adab of Allah now looming upon them, immediately they went out in the communities and they brought all the people into the wilderness with the beasts, the animals, etc. Children were separated from their mothers, the old and the young were brought, and they began to cry and wail to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making tawbah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the tawbah of the community. Now Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam had left his people already, and to return to his people was also a great difficulty for Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam, because if he returned to his people, they would have deemed him to be a liar. And the punishment in their time, in their community, was that the liar was executed by his people. And even if he was not executed, if he was deemed to be called a liar, then obviously they would not accept his message. And these were the thoughts that were in the mind of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam. So hence he continued moving towards the shore. Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam gets onto a boat. It is the great qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that that boat was caught in a whirlwind, or the boat began to sink. And the people of the boat, the boatman, decided that one person needs to get off so that we balance the weight and perhaps everybody else can be saved. One person sacrificed his life for the lives of the rest, and hence they decided to cast lots. The first time when they cast the lots, the name of Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam had been taken out. The boatman had seen the honor and the nobility of Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam, and he decided to recast the lots. It was done the second and the third time, and on the three occasions, the name of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam had appeared and come out, and hence Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam then dived into the seas, into the waters, and in doing that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded a fish to come to the side of the boat, and Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam dives into the water and straight into this fish. This was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan, and Allah had also commanded that fish not to make a meal of Yunus alayhi salam. He must neither be injured nor eaten, and hence that fish had then swam in the waters of the ocean, whilst Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam was within the stomach of that fish, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of this incident. Allah says, وَذَنُّونَ, and the man of the fish, إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَادِبًا, when he went forth in a state of anger, he was annoyed with his people for the fact that they did not accept the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَظَنَّ أَلَّن نَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ, and Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam had thought that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not take him to task. He had thought that whatever he was doing was in perfect order. فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very briefly here says that when he was in the stomach of the fish, فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ, he called upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in darknesses, the darknesses of the stomach, the darkness of the water, the darkness of the night. Allah ilaha illa anta subhanak, that certainly there is no God, there is no deity besides you, O Allah. Subhanak, glory be to you, you are purified and you are most pure. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin, certainly I am from the wrongdoers. Here Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam had admitted his mistake, and again we need to be reminded that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were not sinners. They did not break the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were not obedient, they were not disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But here was an error of judgment on the part of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, for which he admits and submits to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, leaving the lesson for the rest of mankind. That we break the commandments of Allah from time to time, and the very, very important lesson is we learn from here is to acknowledge Inni kuntu min al-zalimin, that certainly I am from amongst the wrongdoers, O Allah. I do not justify my sins, I do not deny my sins, O Allah. Rather, I acknowledge my sins that I have broken your command. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we responded to his call, the call of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. This fish took Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam to the various waters of the earth. And hence many ulama have explained that here Allah Rabbul Izzat also wanted the dhikr of Allah, of his Nabi alayhi, of his Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, to be taken, the name of Allah to be taken in the various waters of the earth. And in this way the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was taken in the various waters of the earth. And Allah says, وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ, and we had emancipated him, we had freed him from the grief that he was in, that in the state seeking forgiveness from Allah. وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and Allah says, similarly we deliver, we create safety for the believers and we emancipate them from their difficulties. In the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a person is distressed, then he should read this dua of Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, La ilaha illa anta subhanak, inni kuntu min al-zalimin, that not only did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala free him, but وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will emancipate the believers when they call upon Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdi, nashadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.